Books on Tape presents The Vigilantes by W.E.B. Griffin and William E. Butterworth IV. Read by Scott Breck. In fond memory of Sergeant Zebulon V. Casey, Internal Affairs Division, Police Department, the City of Philadelphia, retired. There came a time when there were assignments that had to be done right, and they would seek Zeb out. These assignments included police shootings, civil rights violations, and he tracked down fugitives all over the country. He was not your average cop. He was very, very professional. Howard Lebofsky, Deputy Solicitor of Philadelphia. Part 1. Chapter 1. 1834 Callowhill Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Saturday, October 31st. 7:30 p.m. Will Curtis, a frail 54-year-old, was sitting slumped against the driver's door of his rusty Chevrolet Malibu when the thoughts suddenly hit again, causing him to wince and grunt. He quickly pulled his right hand from the .40-caliber Glock Model 22 semi-automatic pistol beside him on the seat, stabbed at the dash to turn off the radio, then smacked at the brim of his grease-smeared red-and-blue FedEx cap, knocking it from his head. With the fingers of both hands, he began rubbing his sweaty temples. God damn these flashbacks, he thought. The fingertips pressed harder and deeper in a futile attempt to make the mental images vanish. Damn them all to hell. Only 6 months earlier, Curtis had been what he'd thought of as bulky, standing at 5'11 and weighing 210. But now he had withered to a sickly 160. His jeans, t-shirt, and denim jacket were ill-fitting, hanging on him so loosely they looked